Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning. This is Mama Seven, and we are doing Devotions Radio. I hope everyone had a good Mother's Day. Everyone celebrates Mother's Day, whether they are the mother, whether they are the child, no matter what, there should have been a level of understanding, of acknowledgement, of something for yesterday. It's very important that we as spiritual people learn to move within a rhythm. Now, as far as I'm concerned, every day is a Mother's Day, particularly Wednesday. You know, every day, you know, take that time out to recognize that divine feminine every day. But particularly on days where many people are celebrating, that means many people, are, you know, we have a lot of energy, we have momentum, we have, you know, all these positive prayers moving in one direction. So I hope everybody got a chance to spend time thinking about their mother, thinking about mothering, thinking about some things they want to do, change, improve in their life, just whatever. So for all the mothers, I hope you got out of that day what you wanted. And for all the children, and that's all of us because we got here somewhere, we came through that portal called woman, you know. And so, and for all of the children, I hope you spent some time acknowledging what it takes to get you here and to properly take care of you and nurture you. So it was a really good day of reflection for me. I didn't get half of the work done that I wanted to get done, but I did get some rest in. We are at day 29, and I looked at this paper about 15 million times, looked at the book, you know, I keep track of everything, and I'm like, wow, 29, this is day 29. How awesome is that? Unbelievable feat. This has not been an easy fast, and the problem wasn't where I thought it was going to be. So here we are, day 29. We have survived 29 days of this. We have survived all kinds of energies and challenges and everything, okay? 2020 was horrible. It was horrible. Now 2021 is I feel like the beginning of a phoenix trying to come out of the ashes. But remember, when the phoenix comes out of the ashes, it doesn't come out glowing. Those first steps, it really is just ashes bubbling. You know what I'm saying? It's not a cute thing. And so that's kind of where I feel like I am, where I am in the process of getting myself together, of getting ready to fly, you know, into the sky, you know, cycling, symboling that cycle of rebirth and renewal. And I feel like I'm right there, but I'm at the bubbling ashes part where it's really, you know, you're just starting to see the movement like something else may be coming. So that's where I am. It's not a real pretty picture, okay? It's not. If someone told you all this spiritual awakening and all like that was going to be pretty, they lied to you. Go get your money back. This is really, really a process. It's a mental process. Sometimes it's a physical, emotional, it's everything process. And processes don't tend to be pretty and cute. I don't know if you've ever been to a birthing, but it's not the cutest thing in the world. Now, the little package that comes, even the little package got to get cleaned up and everything else like that. So, you know, this is a process. It's a birthing process. We're birthing new beings. We're birthing new, better versions of ourselves. Don't try to go pick up that old version. Don't do it. Once you have evolved out of something, don't go pick it back up. to now, that even that old version now has been on the ground and gotten dirty and it's wrinkled. And, you know, if you've ever had a shirt that you took straight out the dryer, ooh, that's nice. You don't have to iron it or nothing. But once you've had the shirt on, put it on the floor, and you pick it back up, man, wrinkled, got lint all over it. For me, it has cat hair. It's just not the cutest. So we're not going to put that old back on. And if we outgrew it at any point in time, there was a reason. There was something that said, this is no longer for you. This is no longer for you. So go ahead and let it go. This is where we are in life. This is where, you know, this phoenix idea is coming from. Old has given you all that it has. The old has served its purpose. Now it's time to step into the new. You know, this is why we go to the water right after this. You know, this is such an intense 30-day intensive, okay? And then we go to the water, and that's like the final touches. It's the final touches, you know. After steel has been sharpened and everything, it's scuffed, it's scarred, it's all like that. Then there's like a finishing that they put on it. That's the water. The water is the finishing. The water is that final touch. It just takes away whatever impurities, whatever you couldn't let go of, all those things, it takes it away, and it gives you an opportunity at a new slate. Okay? It gives you that opportunity. And we need that. And we need it often. You know, sometimes I remember working with Mother Eagle Ministries. I will never forget. I had a sister. She had had one spiritual bath, and they can be jarring, and they can be, you know, you'll know when you've had a spiritual bath. And then, you know, 6 months later, she had to have another one. She said, no, I already had one. And we're like, yeah, okay. How many times do you brush your teeth, honey? How many times do you recognize that you have to wash your body, right? Well, you also have to wash your spirit on a regular, okay? You have to go through a moment of cleansing. And I don't care what kind of life you live. We're in 2021. We're in America. We're Americans. We have all kinds of absolute horrible stuff going on. And we're on the same land, on the same place. It is impacting us. It should be impacting us. But the fact that it's impacting us means we have to go through this cleansing process more than once, family. We carry the weight of the world, our world, on us. It takes more than once to get that off. And the second you get out that water, you're already accumulating junk, just junk. So we got to work hard, family. We got to work hard and be diligent and to keep ourselves as clean as possible. And when those opportunities to get cleansed come, you need to come. You need to be a part of. You need to learn what you can do. Okay? This is where we are. This is what we're doing. I'm very excited about it. You know, we've gone through the process of doing our daily fast, of doing all the extras that we do to make sure that we're not just focusing on the biscuit. We got to focus on quite a few things. I'm hoping over the weekend we did a little bit of journaling and catching up. I don't care when you get your book. I don't care what you do. Once you have received them, read the books. The books are wonderful exercises. You know, a wonderful approach. I say you need to have a couple of journals. One, immediately, you have to have a dream journal. Because from that first white bath, you need to document this journey. You need to document the thoughts, the feelings, the energy, the, you know, your willingness to. Did it take you 3 weeks to take a simple white bath? I know some people it's taken 3 months. It's, you know, all of this is stuff that you need to write down so you can begin to think about why honestly, you know, thinking about it, why did it take me three months to get into that white bath that she shipped right out to me? Why did it take that long? What was I waiting for? Oh, I was waiting for this, I was waiting for that, and all those things were very unnecessary to me taking this bath. You know, we need to doc. So our first one, our first journal is our documentation journal. How we feel, what we're doing, keep your readings in it, everything like that, right? The next one is our dream journal. You know, dreams are an easy way for spirit to communicate with us. And so so the second you start getting on this journey, the second you start making those prayers, having that divine connection, the second that you start doing your meditations and start quieting your mind so that spirit can speak with you, all of that works in our favor. And then we begin to have these divine events occur, right? And we can begin to move forward in the positive from there. So that's the second journal, got to get a dream journal. And the third journal is what, and I know everybody knows this, is our gratitude journal. We have to remember those things that we are grateful for. And a gratitude journal might just be a list. It might just say, hey, I'm grateful for good health on this day. If you've ever been sick, ever in life, then you don't become grateful for good health. You become grateful for good health on this day. Grateful for okay health on the second day. You know, it's not just an overall expectation of good health. It's that you, once you have had been hurt, once you have felt pain, you are grateful for every minute that you don't feel pain. It's a day by day. I'm grateful for this person that helped me when I was experiencing pain and was able to help ease it just a minute, you know. And so our lives and this gratitude journal, you know, it can go, you know, from overall to hour by hour. And that's how gratitude is. Once you start experiencing it, once you really open yourself up to see all of the blessings that God has put in front of you, I mean, really, it can go on and on and on, which is why it needs its own journal. What do we do with this journal outside of just write down what we're, you know, grateful for at that very second, at that moment? Well, one of the things we do, one of the reasons why this journal is so important is that are days that are difficult. There are days when it's dark. There are days when, you know, I don't know how I'm going to go forward. I don't know what to do to move forward. The things that are in that gratitude journal can help put you in a different mindset, help remind you of some of the things that you're grateful for, help you to move forward. So one of the things I encourage people to do when they're having these rough days, I'll ask you, where is your gratitude journal? Where is it? Where are the things that you went to God and you said, God, thank you for helping me. Thank you for saving me. Thank you for helping me to realize this was a bad idea. Sheesh. You know, no matter what you're grateful for, on those dark days, on those hard days, that's when that gratitude journal can come in. You know, sometimes, you know, people will ask me also, a good use, good purpose of the gratitude journal is trying to enrich your prayers. The things that you are grateful for will be the very things that you're willing to pray for, you know. So if you were, you know, for me, a big part of my gratitude, a big, big, big part of the things I am thankful to God for are my two children. I am ever so thankful. I'm thankful that God found me a worthy vessel You know, I'm thankful that they are healthy, you know, bouncing baby boys. You know, I am grateful to see all of the different steps, the steps in manhood, the steps in academic excellence, the steps that they take to present themselves properly. I am thankful so much to God for them and for the experiences of watching / managing them on their journey here, right, on earth. And so when it comes to where my prayers are, a lot of my prayers are with them. And so I started correlating the things that I was grateful for and the things that I prayed for. It almost went tit for tat, you know what I'm saying? Because I could see, wow, right here, all my gratitude was built up in these three areas, okay? So I turn around. What was I praying for at that time? What was I thanking God for at that time? And they really go almost hand in hand. So very important to have those three journals going. You know, on day 31, on the day that you get to kind of go back to controlling what you eat, what you do, before you actually break fast, before you actually stop fast, spend some time writing, please. I have 2-3 people every day. I'm like, have you written yet? No, I know you haven't. Because you still feel the way that you feel. Write. Get it out of you. I'm not saying change what you feel. I'm just saying document it. Your feelings are so intense right now. Document that. Right or wrong, you need to remember how you felt. And write all of it. Don't shortchange your piece of paper. That's your paper. That's your journal. Your journal will stay with you always. I have never read a journal, ever. Those are your personal thoughts. But write them down. Write them down. Validate your feelings. Validate your thoughts. Write them down. Oh, this area is not conducive for writing. I believe you, okay? I can't concentrate. I got too much going on. I believe that too. But stop what you're doing. I don't care if you got to walk down the street. Whatever you have to do, get you a pen, some paper, some privacy, and write. Okay? Do that for yourself. All right? Okay, today, our great book. Our great book is really speaking about gender roles in spirituality. All right? And it doesn't matter where you sit on the fence as far as that this is women's work or that's for men, or it doesn't matter. What I really want people to focus on today is not what and where society says men and women belong, but it's where you feel you belong. You know, there are people that have expressed limitations, you know, in trying to serve God because of their gender. I don't understand that. Not at all. Not for one second I don't understand that. Spend some time evaluating how you feel about being either a man or woman in your service to God. Do you feel limited? Do you feel more than, less than, whatever you're feeling, whatever you thought, whatever, write down how you're feeling, where you are, so that you can begin to understand how your gender roles may be impacting your service, okay? And don't be afraid. Like I said, these are your thoughts. I'm not telling you what to think. I am telling you to think about what you think. I'm telling you to possibly update what you think. Let's spend some time understanding, is this still reasonable? Is it rational? Is it accurate? Is it you? Let's just think about where we are and what we're trying to achieve and all of the things that fall in between. Where are we at? You know, I know for me, being a woman, serving God, I feel no limitations in my sex at all. There are points and places where I may even feel more advanced. And when I have a pure conversation and relationship with God, and I am allowing myself to be a spirit and to be a spiritual being, not necessarily a woman, not necessarily a woman of age, not necessarily an African-American woman, but to be a child of God, I feel no limitations at all. There's nothing that exists on this plane of existence that limits my relationship with God, that limits what I can do, that limits my abilities. I don't see it. I don't feel it. So stop and think about where you are. How do you feel? I spend a lot of time with my children. I'm very nurturing with my children. But I believe even if I were a man, I would feel this way. I look at my son. He is going to be an awesome father. He is moving into fatherhood range. I can see it. I can feel it. I can see where he's going to be a dedicated father. And that doesn't have anything to do with gender. He wants to be a parent. He wants to nurture. He wants to build. And as a man, he'll do it very differently than how I would. But it's still the same work. It's God's work, working with children. So, you know, let's spend some time thinking about where we are and what we're doing and why we're doing it. You know? Think about how our gender impacts us. Let's think about how we're teaching our children to interact in their genders, right? So these are just things that we need to be thinking about, writing about. Let's develop some understandings. Let's continue to build who we are and what we're trying to accomplish, okay? Very, very important. It is very important, family. Don't underestimate your role in that. Don't underestimate anyone's role when it comes to how they're going to spend time and interact with God and build who they are as citizens of God, okay? Because we all have a job to do. And like I have said many times, there is no small job in God. No small job. We all have very high, worthy things to do. And you don't know, your entire existence may be here just so that you can help to share your understanding of God with others. Share your relationship with God with others. Share your nurturing of one of God's children. How about? So these are the things that we're thinking about, working on, building on, and this time today, do it with a twist. Do it with I as a woman. Do it as I as a man. And the things that you feel and the responsibilities that you feel and the things that you want to do just for your gender or even for the other gender. You know, I have seen many, many a man compassionately want to speak to women and enrich and encourage women. There's been many a woman who wants to take the time to uplift men. So even, and it works. And sometimes it's even better received from the opposite sex. It's just an interesting thing. So spend some time thinking about who you are. And as you're on day 29, let me tell you about this, family. We're really just about done. Tomorrow is our last day that we will do this. And for all those that fast on Wednesday, of course, we're fasting this Wednesday. So we'll be, our final day will really be something like Wednesday night. we'll be free Thursday. But for everyone else, this is day 29. I spent time with, let me keep track of the prayer. Okay. Spent time with Talib. Talib is doing a major fast on the weekends. And so yesterday he was like, you know, this is my last day of fast. And I was like, oh, I said, yeah, doing the long fast, yeah. And he was like, you know, I still think I could do more. I was like, okay, well, I said, next year you will be 16 and we won't be, you won't be just fasting on the weekend. You'll be fasting 30 days like everybody else. And he was like, I think I can do that. I was like, okay, okay, it's fine, it's fine. I've had a couple people let me know I'm already thinking about next year. I'm already making plans to do this. I'm already making plans to do that. You know, that's a good sign. That lets you know these 30 days didn't kill you. They may have irritated you. It may have challenged you. It could have been a lot of things, but it didn't kill you. So, therefore, it must have made you stronger. I already have people that are making plans. I want to work on this. I want to keep building this. I want to keep the awesome. Awesome. That means you really got the point of the fast. The point of the fast is not to be tortured and focus on a biscuit, not to be focused on what you're missing. The purpose of this fast is to, once you get past the food, once you get past the biscuit, once you get that soda out your system, is then. We're clearing our body. How do we clear our mind? How do we clear our spirit? How do we begin to put those things in place? And this is where we are. This is where we are. So we only get 30 minutes in the morning. That's because everybody got to go to work. I get it. I got to go to work too. But today's prayer is women in spirituality, the angelic heart. And I love this prayer. It's a very sweet prayer. Heavenly Father, your infinite love for us has chosen a blessed angel in heaven and appointed him our guide during this earthly pilgrimage. Accept our thanks for such a great blessing. Grant that we may experience the assistance of our holy protectors in all our necessities. And you, holy, loving angel and guide, watch over us with all the tenderness of your angelic heart. Keep us always on the way that leads us to heaven, and cease not to pray for us until we have attained our final destiny, eternal salvation. Then we shall love you for all eternity. We shall praise and glorify you unceasingly for all of the good you have done for us while here on earth. Especially be a faithful and watchful protector of our children. Take our place and supply what they may be wanting through human frailty, short-sightedness, and sinful neglect. Lighten you, O perfect servant of God, our heavy task. Guide our children and preserve until they attain eternal life. Amen. Family, go out and do your day 29 strong. Understand that you have made a major accomplishment. Understand that this is Monday. So we got to do our re-up. We got to think about the positives. But know that you have been able to achieve this high goal and continue the good work. Okay? All right. Thank you. Peace.